Without me.
So is India, don't you?
That's how we are. There have been so many cases in the last few decades. And we believers, we like to lift up people, fallen man. And at the end, where do we end up? Where do we land? The enemy always wants to distract us and distract our eyes. It's a shame, right? These people are not any better than we are because we are all the same. We all come from the old man. We need to clearly know, Lord, it is no longer I. This is what Paul said. No longer I. Because indeed, no one else is worthy besides the Lord. Step by step, we fall into the same pit. And at the end, the Lord has to shake everything again. If it continues this way, he will have nothing in the end. What does the Lord want? At the end, he will have nothing. The last 50 years, this is what I've experienced. And this has deeply impressed me. That there are men who say, where would the church be without my service? And I think, my goodness, where is then the Lord? Does anyone say, where would the church be if the Lord weren't for us? It is very important to learn this lesson. In Revelation, I think we have to read Revelation to see that even all the angels in the heavenlies recognize that no one else is worthy. I'm very happy that the Apostle John didn't say, yes, I'm here, I am the favorite apostle. Give me the scroll. He wept. John was not worthy. No one is worthy. Do you think one little elder is worthy? We haven't recognized. We have really not seen. It's really a sickness that we all have. If we don't let ourselves be dealt with by the Lord through His grace, then we fall into the same trap. And at the end, there's nothing.
So, may the Herr wirklich auch durch diesmal.
So may the Lord really teach us the same lesson through all that has happened recently.
Hopefully,
will it not happen again? But of course, I don't know. I don't know. And that's why in Hebrews it says that He is able to save us to the uttermost. Or do you think we are already perfected? It's written in the Word, one brother said, that we have once for all been made perfect. Let me ask you, are you perfect? Don't you believe the word? That through this sacrifice, this has made us perfect once and for all? If you don't believe that you're perfect already, then you have no faith. See, it says we are all perfect. It's really so perverse. So backwards. This is not what the writer of Hebrews meant. The Lord has so much to do in us. May the Lord open our eyes. We are unworthy. Didn't the Lord say, that after a servant has done everything, he should say what? I am an unprofitable servant. Will the servant say, I've done so much, now I've earned the reward. Master, please reward me, I am so worthy. Have you ever told the Lord, Lord, I am unprofitable and unworthy even for the reward? I'm happy if I can even be a part of it. But I don't expect the reward because I have not been found worthy. Who is worthy? Who has made everything? It's as if a kid thinks he has done everything, but it is actually the father who has helped the kid do everything. And then the kid thinks at the end, yep, see, I made it. And he totally forgot that it's the father standing behind him, helping him. Paul never thought of himself to be anything. He said, what are we? We are nothing. We are really nothing. If we haven't recognized this, then at the end we will steal and rob his glory. We will want the honor, and we don't give him the honor. So it happens so quickly. We all have this sickness from the devil. Like the devil who lifted himself up so much and he wanted to be like God. This is really a devilish sickness in us. Pride. I in us, the ego in us. We are but nothing. People say, I am responsible. I did this. I made that. May the Lord save us. This is why we really need the humanity of the Lord. Don't think that the offerings that we are now learning to prepare on a daily basis mean nothing. If we don't do this, how will you enjoy and experience the humanity of Christ and make it yours and gain it? If we don't get to know this meal offering and learn to prepare it for the Father, how will you be transformed? How can his humanity then become your humanity? As our brother shared, there are so many opportunities daily to work on his humanity, to gain his humanity, to put on the new man. If we don't have this consciousness, then we think we're already okay. We don't even have a sense within us that something's not right within us. We think we're all right, we're okay, but he has a problem. We don't even see that we are worse than the others. We need salvation. And salvation through eating his humanity. If we haven't learned to keep the feasts, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, all these wonderful feasts, or the Feast of the First Fruits, the strength of his resurrection, what about the Feast of Pentecost, the pouring out of his Spirit and the Ascension? If you don't keep this feast, and you make it just something that is in the past, and you think it's, oh, just part of the Old Covenant, you will never reach the goal, I tell you. Show me another way. Please, I am open. I don't think I'm right. But do you have a better way? Johannes? Well, he said he also doesn't have a better way. Steve, brother, do you have a better way? Who has told us to keep these feasts? The Father. And the Son is the reality and the fulfillment of all these feasts. And we dare say that we don't need these anymore. He fulfilled all of this so that today we can have the reality and the essence of these feasts and can enjoy them. Do you know a better way? To go on? To be able to go on is constituted in that we get to know him more. We have to say, I want to know him more. Paul, according to my opinion or view, he knew a lot, but he says, no, I have not yet attained. And we think we have attained all? Or that we're right? Or that we know all things and we don't need to know anything else and we need nothing new? I've always said, yes, I give a testimony, and now you're telling me I have to give an offering? No, it's the Father who desires these offerings. What a reaction this is. What kind of reaction is this? I don't understand it, especially if we've been in the church life for 40 years and this type of reaction arises. This really pains our hearts. Hurts within. We are not here to fight. We are here to get to the goal and reach the goal together. If you say this is not the way, then show me a better way. I am open. Don't think that I have this stubbornness.
Elsie,
if you know a better way, please show me.
Really? And I meant it.
I mean it.
Show me.
Show me. Show us all. We are ready to learn because we want to reach the goal. It would be dumb of us if someone were to show us a better way and we didn't take it. It's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about his purpose. Show me a way through which I can reach the throne and enter into glory. Who is capable of bringing us and leading us into glory? Today I am convinced none of us can do this. And Revelation also says no one. And if someone comes and says, I am worthy, I know all things, then we all have to say, then we have to say, where are you? If you know the way to glory, why are you still here? Don't think that the Lord had an easy way to get to the throne. Don't think it was an easy way. For this reason, may the Lord really open our eyes to grasp and lay hold of this Christ. If we believe that he is the Creator, what does this have to do with you? He created and founded the earth. Who can do this? He created such a universe. Can you do that? I have never created anything. I am ashamed. I've never created anything. I can't even make a shoe, produce a shoe. A watch, a clock. I've never even made a clock. And if I cannot even produce a little watch, how can I build the church? Do you think it's easier to build the church than it is to build a watch? I don't even know how to sew a jacket. I am so useless. I can't even cook. Thankfully, my wife cooks. Otherwise, I think I would have starved. I'm so useless and unprofitable, brothers. And we want to build the church? Lord Jesus. And if I can't make any food or cook except maybe fry an egg, how can we build the church? Do you think it's easy and easier to build the church? Learn. The more we see this Christ, and not just understand him, that he has created all things. Why does the writer of Hebrews tell us in such few words that because if we are in the Spirit, it opens our view for us to see, yes, what a great Christ who has created all things. Oh, Lord, and he alone can build such a wonderful heavenly city. A heavenly city. And if we cannot grasp and apprehend his greatness, like someone read last night, that I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Show me a little bit of this excellent knowledge. Sometimes we really treasure our rubbish more than the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And for this reason, right at the beginning, the writer of Hebrews wants to show us Christ. And not just concerning the cleansing of our sins, but all the way to the throne. Where he has made all his enemies his footstool. This greatness, we can't even describe it in words, but in your spirit you must grasp it. What kind of enemies do we have today? We are just man. But our enemies, they are not flesh and blood. We do not fight with flesh and blood, but what is behind all of this, all the invisible things. And right in chapter 2, the Lord destroyed the one, really destroyed the one who had the power of death. Just one sentence about the devil, and it's the most important sentence about treading this enemy under his feet. The Lord really always hits the nail on the head, and everything is accomplished. Once you have really trod the serpent, and then everything is done. We often occupy ourselves or preoccupy ourselves with so many small things, and we let the enemy run loose. And then we really have a lot to do. But the Lord, in one fell swoop, accomplished everything. Who can do that? If we don't see what he has accomplished, what he has created and accomplished, then we are completely lost.
We'll get lost. You'll be doing so many things,
and yet you're doing so many things, and you will accomplish nothing. Because we're so busy, so occupied, but in the end we have nothing, nothing to show for. And that's why in this epistle to the Hebrews, the Lord shows us a very upright and straight way. It has nothing to do and is not dependent upon the capability of man about being able to interpret the Bible. But it is about Christ, the Son. The Son. He is the Son of God. From the beginning of creation all the way to the throne which is in eternity. This is what he does. And no man. This is why this true tabernacle is not made with man's hands. But to know him, this is important. He is the living way. If we see this and enter into this and experience Christ through the offerings and learn to work on the good land, don't say that this is the Old Testament. In Colossians, Paul says something different. If you say offerings don't mean anything anymore and we should forget it, you think these apostles then are drunk and were wrong in what they wrote? You think the theologian from Tübingen is smarter and wiser? Who should I believe? Whom should we believe? I would much rather believe in the Apostle Peter. Or? Me too, said the brother. Praise the Lord, at least two of us. Lord Jesus. May the Lord really speak to us. I'm speaking to you also from my heart. We have a really important work to bring forward with the Lord. We don't have another 40 years. Oh, Lord, and if we don't do something now and learn day after day to gain Christ and not just to gain any old thing, but to enter into all the offerings that the Father has ordained. If the Father knows that we need all these offerings to go on, and if we don't do this, how will you reach the goal? Even if you had another 40 years, you still wouldn't reach the goal. Yeah, dear saints, this is really true, and that's why the Father desires the offerings from us. Do you think it's pressure that He's forcing us to do something? No. It's not what the Father said. But look at all the Christians who come to meetings week after week with empty hands. We need the reality of Christ as our offerings. I hope that we will lay hold of this. Yeah, it's not a teaching. It's really a practice. And we have to really exercise this more, that the offerings would become perfected within us. We need a few years of practice. Because we're not used to it. We're used to coming empty-handed and coming as we are. Just as I am, you come to the meeting with nothing, empty-handed. How will you worship the Father? How? How? Tell me how. And that's why it's not easy to make this turn. Many people say, if this is from the Lord, how come it hasn't yet been successful? How come it's so hard? Why? So many whys. We should, instead of saying why, we should say because. As the Lord was on this earth, do you think all agreed with Him? If we go according to that logic, then we would say His coming was then surely not of God. What about the high priests? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were all against Him. So can it then be right, Toby? Hallelujah. Go away. I will come again. This is how we react. May the Lord really grant us mercy. Learn this. Oh.